A video version of this week's broadcast is available on our YouTube channel at www.youtube.com/c/HWA Storehouse. Please subscribe to be notified of new video programs and specials.
Why so many violent storms? Why so many troubles in the world today? Why wars and suffering? There is a solution. Explaining biblical prophecies as they are related to us today. Learn more at our website, theworldtomorrowbroadcast.com.
Keep your eyes on the Middle East. Our number one problem in this world now is the problem of human survival. And from now on, the number one trouble spot is going to be the Middle East.
The World Tomorrow. The Worldwide Church of God presents The World Tomorrow with Herbert W. Armstrong. Ladies and gentlemen, Herbert W. Armstrong.
The boiling cauldron in the Middle East continues to boil over. Now, a little over a year ago, I had a personal meeting with President Anwar Sadat of Egypt in Cairo. Last October 6th, on the 8th anniversary of the Yom Kippur War, the whole world was shocked and stunned by the assassination of President Sadat. The new President Mubarak was Vice President under President Sadat. He was sitting right next to President Sadat in the reviewing stand of the parade that was being held on the 8th anniversary of the Yom Kippur War. As I said, that war had been provoked or really started by President Sadat. And later on, President Sadat went to Jerusalem to declare peace before the Israeli Knesset. And that was a wonderful thing. He had turned from war to peace. Instead of declaring war, he now declared peace. And that led to the Camp David talks and talks of peace. Nevertheless, he was having quite a parade and was sitting in the reviewing stand. Beside him was, as I say, the Vice President, Mr. Mubarak, and just beyond him was my friend, Dr. Hallam, whom I know very well and spent quite a little time with very recently in Cairo again. Now, President Sadat was very greatly publicized in the United States. I think everybody was familiar with his picture in the United States. But the United States and the Western world have heard very little of the new President Mubarak. I had a meeting with the new President, Hosni Mubarak, at his palace in Cairo. I want to show you a picture about that in just a moment. I want to show it to you on recorded television film. But first let me say this. The President Sadat had planned to erect a peace complex at the base of Mount Sinai. Prime Minister Begin of Israel had agreed to give the Sinai Peninsula back to Egypt. And President Sadat was going to build this complex at the base of Mount Sinai to be a symbol for peace between the Arab world and Israel and the Christian world of the West. The complex was to include a mosque, a synagogue, and a church to symbolize the peace between the three nations, representing the religions of the three nations of Islam, Judah, and Christianity. The Mideast wars and all of the troubles in the Middle East seem to have stemmed from those three religions down through the centuries. And there's a reason for that. Well, more of that later. But first, I want to show you a portion of the meeting that I had just recently with President Mubarak at his palace in Cairo. Now, following the usual custom that has been long practiced since before the time that the wise men presented gifts to the Christ child who was born to be king, I presented a gift, of course, to President Mubarak, as I had a year before to President Sadat, a gift of Steuben crystal. And so, as you begin to see the televised portion of my interview with him, I was presenting this gift to him, which he was accepting.
Happy to present it to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Mr. President, you're going to continue, are you, the peace project of President Sadat?
Yes, of course.
And the Mount Sinai...
Yes, of course.
Peace plan.
I'm yes, of course.
Quite interested in that.
Yes, I know that very well.
And I have agreed to help support it, and as long as you continue,
I know that very well.
Supporting it, and we are going to contribute $100,000 a year. I would like to give you a check.
Yes, thank you very much.
$100,000, and for 10 years it will.
For 10 years.
$1 million.
That's very good. It will be very supporting. We are going.
And there's a reason why we're very much interested in that. And there is a connection that I feel that most people have not understood why the three nations are being brought together, and they are in this peace project. The United States and Egypt, representing, of course, the Arab world,
yes,
even though they don't accept this at the present time, but the Arab world and Israel.
Yes.
And the peace project with the mosque and the synagogue and the church represents the three religions. Now, I'm going to speak on that Monday night.
That's right.
And
that's good.
I will try to explain a little of the history and why. A reason why most people don't realize that this Camp David peace conference came about. I don't think even the people in the United States understand it. The people in Israel don't understand it. And people have not understood it.
Yes, I agree.
There is a reason why these three nations and why they're being bound together in a peace project. And I can tell you, we are going to have world peace, but this effort is not going to bring it. Mm-hmm. It is a preliminary, and it is a step in the right direction.
That's very good.
And I feel that I want to participate. But I don't believe in kidding ourselves, you know what I mean?
Yes, I know. Yes, I know.
Deceiving ourselves. It won't come that easy. But we are living in a creation. There has to be a creator.
Yes.
And in the Christian world, we call the creator God. And in the Hebrew world, or the world of Judaism, they call him God. And you call him Allah.
Yes, we call him
Allah. The same God.
Yes.
And God is going to bring us peace. But there is a reason why he is using these three nations now. And if we don't bring peace now,
then
at least it is going to come.
Yes.
Allah will bring us peace.
Of course.
And not only to these three nations, but to the whole world. It is going to come to the whole world. And I'm not in politics. I'm an observer. I just look on. I represent God, Allah, and all people. Not any one nation, not any one religion, not any one government. But I'm a friend of all, and I work for peace,
yes,
among all nations. And that is a contribution to peace. And as I say, we are not going to be able to bring peace ourselves. It'll be brought to us.
Yes.
But we should do what we can do. And we're doing what we can do. And I hope that peace will come. Now, day before yesterday, I had a nice conference with President Navon of Israel.
You was here.
Yeah, and you saw him on Tuesday.
Yes.
And even though he saw you Tuesday, he wanted me to bring you his personal regards.
Thank you very much.
And
he's a good man.
I'm
a nice man.
Glad to see you together. And I know Prime Minister Begin very well. Yeah. Last time I saw him, we wound up with a big bear hug together.
Yes.
And as I say, I know many of the heads of government around the world. I know Mrs. Gandhi.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been decorated by King Hussein. I have been decorated by the Emperor of Japan with the highest decoration ever given to a non-official alien. And King Bhumibol of Thailand. And I helped him in a project with his mountain people in getting rid of the opium traffic. And well, I know many of the heads of state all over the world, and it's a pleasure to know you too now.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you will be able to continue this project, and that God, or shall I say Allah, will protect your life.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much.
President Sadat risked his life for peace.
Mm-hmm.
He had no personal motive to gain. Nothing but peace. And he risked everything for it. And I think, I have to say, he was a great man for doing that. I hope to see Mrs. Sadat tomorrow. And I have many photographs to bring her of herself and the president when they were in Bonn.
In Bonn?
In Bonn, Germany.
Yes.
Now, it happens that the official photographer for the government in Bonn also works for me. And I have those photographs to present to her, and I hope she will be glad to receive them. She received us very nicely last year. And we were waiting while the president wanted to speak to a group of American congressmen before he came in to see me. And she entertained us until President Sadat came in.
Yes.
Now, what message would you like me to convey to the American people?
Yes. First of all, I could thank you very much for your contribution for the peace. We consider this a good contribution for the peace. I could tell the American people that we thank them very much for that good effort they did supporting our late President Sadat and his initiative in his peace process, he had the full support from the United States and the people of the United States and the government of the United States. Peace is a very precious thing to obtain. It can't be obtained easily or without sacrifice.
That's right. We can't have peace without sacrifice.
President Sadat was a very courageous man.
Very.
He was a man of peace. He sacrificed himself for the peace. And inshallah, as we say, we are going to reach peace, at least in this area. Peace will come to us, but we have to do some effort for the peace.
It's going to take effort.
Yes. It's not an easy thing, as I mentioned. It needs tremendous effort, but we are going to push it.
Good.
Until we reach it.
And keep it up no matter what
the
cost.
Yes, it's very, very important. Our people likes peace.
Good.
They want peace.
Good.
At least to live in a very peaceful atmosphere with all their neighbors around us. And we are going to do our best in this direction. I'm going to do the maximum.
I hope that all of your Arab neighbors in the Arab world will come to see and to cooperate too in peace.
Yes.
Which we all must have sooner or later.
Believe me, all the people in the Arab world, and not only in the Arab world, all over the world, want peace. Our friends in the Arab world, although they didn't realize the effort done by President Sadat for peace, yet they are going to realize the importance of what President Sadat have done and sacrificed himself for this mission, peace. It will take some time for them, although I know they started to realize what late President Sadat of Egypt done for the peace process. We are giving them the example between...
You're setting a wonderful example.
Good example between us and Israel, Egypt,
yes.
And Israel. I think peace will prevail sooner or later, whether we like it or we don't like it.
That's right. Now, while I think of it, could you select a good photograph that you like in color of yourself? I would like to do a color story in our magazine, The Plain Truth. It has a worldwide circulation in 5 languages.
Yes.
4 million copies.
I'll give you a copy.
I would like to do you a cover story.
Yes.
Which I will write myself.
All right. I'm going to send it to you.
But would you say that I have that photograph? And I'll have you on the front cover.
All right, I'm going to send it to you.
Good.
Before you leave, yes. Thank
Good.
You very much for that. And I hope we could reach comprehensive peace in the whole in this area, at least.
I hope so.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for this contribution. We are going thank for the peace.
You keep up the peace effort.
Of course.
We'll keep up the contribution.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Now, after my meeting with President Mubarak, I did have a very nice visit with Madam Jihan Sadat. I had not intended to mention anything to her about the assassination, because I thought she would be grieved about it and didn't want to hear about the news or discuss it in any way at all. But she did take about 25 or 30 minutes to tell me the intimate details of that assassination. She also was sitting in the reviewing stand with two of her grandchildren and with her maid. And at the time of the first shot, her maid slammed her and the grandchildren down onto the platform and threw her own body over them to protect them so that they were entirely unharmed. But she told me what a terrifying thing it was. And Madam Sadat was a very gracious First Lady. She is now completing
a PhD degree, Doctor of Philosophy degree in the university. Even though she is a grandmother, she is very well educated and a very charming lady indeed. Now, what is the connection between the three religions and these three peoples that are involved in the Middle East? Let me give you a little something on that. The Jews are descended from Abraham, the ancient Abraham of the Bible, through Isaac, through Jacob, and Judah. The Arab world are descendants of Abraham also, but through Ishmael, the first son of Abraham. Now, much of the Christian world is descended from Abraham through Isaac and through Jacob and through Jacob's son Joseph, although they don't know it and don't know their own identity. And with that loss was the identification that is the key that unlocks Bible prophecy to understanding. Now, about one-third of all the Bible is prophecy, and yet it is not understood at all. You might say it just is not generally understood, because the key has been missing. And that key is the identity of where the United States and the British-speaking and English-speaking people are mentioned in the Bible. We are mentioned many places in the Bible. You never realize the United States is mentioned in the Bible. The Bible mentions little countries like Ethiopia. It mentions a lot about Egypt. It mentions many other countries that are still extant today. But did you know that the United States and Britain and the country where most of this program is being heard are also mentioned in the pages of the Bible prophecy? I'd like to send you a book that explains that and explain just where we are mentioned in the Bible prophecy. This is quite a little book, about 200 and some pages. It's very well illustrated in full color. The United States and Britain in prophecy. Or you might say it is the United States and the English-speaking people that are mentioned. This booklet is profuse with illustrations in full color. It's a full booklet. It will astonish you. Thousands of people have really been astounded and their eyes have been opened to something that they never knew before. Where we are mentioned in the Bible and in its prophecies. And it opens up biblical prophecy to our understanding so you can really understand it. Now, there's no charge. This is quite a little book. I'm glad to send it to you. Free, no obligation, no request for money, no follow-up. That is our program. That is our policy. I don't know of any other like it, but that is our policy. We believe it's God's policy. I believe in God's way. You know, there are two ways of life. One is giving and the other is getting. And this world is on the getting principle. I learned almost 56 years ago that God's way of life is giving. You know, the greatest giver in the universe is God. God is the great giver. God is not a getter. He is the great giver. And I learned the way of giving, and I've tried to live that way ever since. And God has blessed me in living that way, and He will bless you if you live that way. I'd like to have you get this book, and there's no charge. I think you'll understand why we make no charge. Now, also with it, I'd like to send you a sample copy of one of the world's mass circulation magazines, The Plain Truth, of over 4 million subscribers. Over 4 million subscribers monthly, going out all over the world, published in 5 different languages, this great magazine, The Plain Truth, coming out monthly. We start with my own personal column in the beginning. And then here is an article in the January number, The World in 1982, Tension and Turmoil to Escalate. Then here is an article a universal language is coming where there will be one language and one speech all over the world. Then there is a center spread here. Who will mine the riches of the sea? The riches in the oceans of the world, well, vast beyond any human comprehension. You need to know some of these things. The plain truth gives you knowledge of things like that, gives you the world conditions, and analyzes the world conditions according to Bible prophecy and what is going to happen, where they're leading, gives you the significance of world news as it's happening today. Now, here's another article of growing tragedy. Parents without a mate. Children without a parent. That is one of our great problems today. And it has to do with the way of living, the way people are living today. Now, the Plain Truth magazine, we're not soliciting subscribers in the sense that we're going to charge you money, because there's no subscription price. No subscription price. We'll send you a sample copy, and if you like it, you may have a year's subscription, but you have to request it for yourself. We don't throw it away. It's too valuable. It's beyond price. It's priceless. Priceless doubly. It's priceless in value. You couldn't buy it. It's worth more than money, and also it's priceless in the fact that there is no price, and we do not charge. So now, get in your request for this booklet, United States and Britain in Prophecy. And also, you will receive a sample copy of the Plain Truth magazine. We'll be glad to send you your subscription on your own request. No subscription price. The magazine contains no advertising. We have no advertising revenue. We charge no subscription price. You never heard of anything like it. Everything about the operation on this program is unique, has never been done before. We're blazing a new trail. So be sure now and send your request to me, Herbert W. Armstrong, Pasadena, California. That's really all the address you need if you write. Herbert W. Armstrong, Pasadena, California, 91123, zip code 91123. Or go to a telephone, that's much quicker. Just go to a telephone and call free, toll free, area code 800. This is a free call, 800-423-4444. That's 800-423-4444. If the lines are busy, keep calling, because thousands upon thousands of calls are coming in. We have many there to take them, but keep trying till you get us. Now, in California or Alaska, however, or Hawaii, you call collect, if you will. Call collect. We pay for the call. Area code 213-577-5555. Now, that's area code 213-577-5555. That's in California, Hawaii, and Alaska. So now, until next time, Herbert W. Armstrong, goodbye, friends.
This broadcast is copyrighted and distributed here without charge or other commercial interest. For comment, teaching, and research as fair use under Title 17, Chapter 1, Section 107, U.S. Copyright Law. This statute explicitly declares that such fair use is not an infringement of copyright.